This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa State Fair, August 13th through the 23rd. Learn more at iowastatefair.org. I'm Dustin Huffman. Farm bankruptcies across the country remain at levels not seen since the disruptions of the COVID era, and legal experts say that should concern producers and lenders alike. While the pace of filings this year is similar to last, that does not mean the farm economy is in the clear. Austin Pfeiffer, an attorney with Ag and Business Legal Strategies in Hiawatha, says that numbers remain elevated compared to historical norms.
Bankruptcies being on track with last year isn't saying all that much, because I believe last year was the highest number of bankruptcies we'd had since about COVID time, I think. So being on pace with that means, it hasn't gotten worse yet.
The American Farm Bureau Federation reports there were at least 158 Chapter 12 farm bankruptcy filings nationwide during the first quarter of 2026. Pfeiffer says that many farmers who entered the year with financing in place may still face challenges as higher costs continue to squeeze operating margins.
The farmers who got input financing, they probably didn't get enough input financing to cover the increased costs of fertilizer and other inputs they need for their crop due to the war in Iran and other issues. So you might have gotten through the first part of the year, you might get the crop in, but are you going to blow through your entire line of credit getting the crop in and not be able to get it out?
Financial pressure can sometimes push producers into making decisions that create even bigger problems. Pfeiffer says farmers need to be careful not to take actions that could jeopardize relationships with lenders and create legal issues.
Selling grain at an elevator that you haven't told the bank about, so the bank's name isn't on the check, selling grain in someone else's name and not turning the proceeds over to the bank. Those are all things that we've seen farmers do, and they get farmers in trouble.
Pfeiffer says that producers who find themselves struggling financially should seek advice from attorneys and financial professionals familiar with agriculture before their options become limited. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com, where you can find all of our daily recaps of news and market information. Stay with us after the break. We are going to have a featured conversation with the folks from Corteva.
Alabama, live in concert. Friday, August 21st, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. With special guest, Exile.
Like Grandma and Grandpa.
Alabama, live.
Roll on highway, roll on along. Roll on, Daddy, till you get there.
Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org.
You gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Alabama.
Welcome to Fungicide Facts from Corteva. We're visiting with the Corteva Portfolio Marketing Lead for Row Crop Fungicides, Madison Riggle. Protecting plant health throughout the season is certainly key, particularly as we try to maximize yield potential. Talk to me about Forcevo fungicide and what it means for corn and soybeans, really to keep that crop healthier.
Forcevo fungicide really gives grower the protection on their yield potential. It shields that plant on those key diseases, but in addition, it helps provide the opportunity for healthier crops that in the end increase potential of revenue in their pocket. In 2025, in our Corteva AgriScience trials, we saw a 17 bushel advantage versus the untreated check, which gives the grower $42.60 revenue per acre in their pocket. In addition, we have a low use rate. So when you look at Forcevo versus our competition, it offers growers that cost savings as well as easier mixing and handling, which enables growers even additional tick talking about yield potential. Farmers should definitely work with them. Visit Corteva.com/fungicide facts for more information on Forcevo fungicide from Corteva AgriScience.
That, once again, was a featured conversation with the folks at Corteva. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.